13th parak of Oyalois, first Mishnah. The rule is that if you have a tuma in an oil, it stays in the oil. But there's an opening between this oil and another oil which is connected to it, then the tuma can go out, but it has to be a certain size. So oisa moya betchila shiur magdech godel shel lishko. He made a hole in the wall for lighting purposes. In other words, some light should come in between two rooms. So the size of this is the size of a large magdeach of the lishka, which is a sign of size of a pudin italki, which is a size of a cell in the roinus. It's approximately diameter of a tefach. Shiori hamon room etzbo'ayim al roichav hagoidel. Once it was opened up and he now wants to seal it up, as long as there's a height of two fingers on the thickness of thumb width, that's much smaller, but since it wasn't fully sealed off, it's still the tumah goes through. Elam shiomi, what examples of this leftovers of partially closed opening that was made for lighting? Chaloin she sosmo v'lehispik legomra. He wanted to close up a window, but he didn't complete it. Completely closing it up. Charuha mayim oishrotim oishachlu ochloso malachas. If you have a case, this is a new case. If you have a hole which was not man-made, but it happened either water made a hole in the wall, or some different creatures bit a hole into the wall, or the salty waters also corroded the wall. Shiur mali egrof. Then the shear is larger, the size of an egrof, size of a fist, but not a fist of a regular person, of somebody called Ben Avatiach, who was very big, and his fist was the size of the average head of a person, which is much more than a tefach. Chishev all of the tashmish. He decided that this naturally not man-made hole, he now wants to use it. Shiur b'psech tefach. That's the classic shear of a square tefach. Lima'ar, he decided to be the size of lima'ar. Shiur mali magdeach. That's even less than a tefach. Srigos v'harefofos mitzafen k'moli magdeach. Srigos are, if you have like a netting on the window screen, so, or a fofos is also some type of situation which the opening has like a mesh or a netting, whatever it's made out of, that the hole is not one big hole, it's split up into different pieces by this screen type of thing. If Lamaisa all together sum total we have the size of this magdeach, then the Kedivri Beishami says it's all mitzdarf, and the tumah goes through. In other words, if you have a screen which is not a kabel tumah, since each hole in the screen is less than the shear, even though some total will be the shear, the tumah will not go through. All this is lahavis atumah, lahitzis atumah, for the tumah to go in and out between the two areas.
No.
Hashem disagrees with the Tanakam, and he holds that all these shiurim, smaller shiurim that were mentioned, are to cause the tumah to go out from the place the tumah is into another place, which is a chumrah over there. Depending on the usage, it could be less than a tefach. But hoitzis tumah means if you decide to take the tumah out of one area, then it's mitayr all the other exits. So in order to mitayr all the other exits, it has to be at least one tefach. It doesn't help these small shiurim, even though that hole was made for tashmishim.